Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, a new report published by DePaul and Mental Health Reform reveals the growing intersection of homelessness and mental health issues, underscoring the urgent need for systemic reform. While one in five people in Ireland experience mental health difficulties, the situation is far worse for those experiencing homelessness. The report reveals that at least one in two residents in DePaul services are struggling with depression, anxiety and suicidal thoughts. A crisis hidden in plain sight. Director of Services Dermot Murphy with DePaul joins me in studio now. Dermot, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire, and thanks for having us.
And this is a cry for help, not only for the people experiencing homelessness and experiencing these mental health issues, but for those trying to help them because they're not getting the supports they need.
Oh, no, absolutely. Like what we're talking about from DePaul's perspective as a homeless charity, we work with people from Derry straight down to Cork, Galway to Dublin, and our staff are at the call face. We're seeing young men, young women coming in either with chronic mental health conditions or being in homeless so long that they start to have exacerbated mental health conditions, and they are not equipped to deal with that at all on the front line.
And what happens if you meet somebody like that who is saying that they're feeling any of those symptoms? What do you do with that information?
Well, first thing that we do on DePaul is that we ensure that we have staff who are trained to put in place what we call case managers. They put in place support plans. They look to signpost people to services. But as you'll read in the report, you know, 4% of our service users who are having mental health issues are getting access to psychiatric nurses, and less than 10% are getting access to counselling. So it's a really uphill battle for us in that. I think what we try to do is put in a support plan, ensure that we look at putting in place supports around their day-to-day activities, stuff that will try and mitigate against their mental health or other issues that they're coming to us with, as well as look for supports outside of the service itself.
And there's times where you feel your support services are almost used as a dumping ground.
Well, we're the front line. Homelessness is usually the last point in someone's journey. And a lot of the time what we're seeing is people that are moving into homelessness because of addiction, of mental health, of family breakdown situations. There's clearly a failure in the system somewhere if the result of someone with a chronic mental health condition is they're ending up in a homeless service. You know, so it can't be anything other than a dumping ground if we're running out of resources to support somebody to stay living independently.
And when you look at the statistics, I mentioned some of them in the intro, as did you there, we would be shouting about this a hell of a lot more, I think, if it was a national crisis, which it is. This isn't just a homelessness crisis. This is something that impacts all of us. And the thing is, though, we are shouting about mental health and we are saying the resources aren't there, people aren't getting the supports they need. Do you feel that those experiencing homelessness are being considered to be far down the pecking order?
Those in homelessness are significantly more disproportionately disadvantaged by the situation. You said the stat yourself. We're talking about one in two of our service users, and this is based on data over a 5-year period of 4,500 individuals. One in two are identifying that they have depression, suicidal ideation, anxiety. When you think about that in the general public, that's one in five. It's clearly disproportionately affected in homelessness. So in simple answer to your question is yes. I think homeless people, by the very nature of homelessness, have a greater disadvantage. You know, we think about homeless people, they are marginalised. They're in a situation where they don't have their own home. A lot of the time they can have various issues going on. One of the things we found in the report is those that have dual diagnosis, which basically means a mental health issue and another issue such as addiction or behavioural issue, find it harder to get supports because there aren't dual diagnosis services. We already know there aren't mental health services. So a lot of the people in homelessness are people that may have addiction, mental health, vulnerability, social isolation. So they're going to be disproportionately affected by any situation that's developed for the general public because they end up being outside of those general supports.
So what would you like to see? What changes would you like to see come in?
Well, look, we know the Mental Health Bill is going through at the moment. We think it's a good opportunity for the resources to be identified and put in place to support all people with mental health, but specifically those in homelessness. What we'd like to see is an increase in supports around, you know, better access to psychiatric services, nursing care counselling, as well as peer-led programmes. So DePaul provide programmes which are persons with lived experience supporting people in homelessness to access and advocate on their hospital care. We'd like to see more of that for our mental health service users that have supports needed around that. You know, so there are a couple of things. The other thing we'd really like to see is that trauma-informed practice and trauma-informed care is funded adequately across all of the sectors. We know that people coming into homelessness have trauma. We know that homelessness in itself is a trauma, and ensuring that the staff on the front line are equipped to identify that and support people around that would make a real difference.
Because there's a real human impact behind these statistics. Obviously, the statistics give us the impetus to have these conversations, but people need more than just a roof over their head. They're going to need to be supported through this experience, and that will benefit all of society.
Yeah, well, look, I think the reality of homelessness is a lot of the time we see homelessness as the lack of a roof. Homelessness is inextricably linked to health. We see people in homelessness, they age prematurely. And we have research on that shows people who are in their 40s, when they go and get tested, have a physical age of 60, 65. You know, so we know that these two things are inextricably linked. And we know if we can improve them, what we do is we give people a better opportunity to move on in their own lives. So one of the Paul's values is we celebrate potential. Okay. The people we work with are full of potential. And we fail them if we don't provide them with the resources to meet and exceed that potential. So, you know, I think that absolutely will have a massive effect on our society. We know that when people move back into their communities, they become part of the community, they do better, they reduce their need for health inputs, which is a reduction on the exchequer. We know if they're moving out of a homeless service, it's a reduction on the exchequer because there's less beds needed in homelessness. So I think overall, if we can put in place the resources to ensure people can live independently, then we'll have a better society collectively.
Yeah, and it's certainly the one I'd like to live in. Well, DePaul Director of Services, Dermot Murphy, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks so much, Claire.
For more, you can go to depaulcharity.org or mentalhealthreform.ie.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.